and Jude chapter 1. The general epistle of Jude, Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ, and brother of James, to them that are called agape, beloved in God the Father, and kept for Jesus Christ, mercy unto you and peace and agape love be multiplied. Agape, beloved, while I was giving all diligence to write unto you of our common salvation, I was compelled by the Spirit to write unto you, exhorting you to debate earnestly for the faith which was written just once for all time, and delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in secretly, even they who were of old written of beforehand unto this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying our only Master and Lord, Jesus Christ. Now I desire to put you in remembrance, though you know all things once for all, that the Lord, having saved a people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And there are messengers that kept not their own principality, but left their proper habitation. He has kept them in everlasting bonds under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them, having in like manner with these given themselves over to fornication, and gone after strange flesh, are set forth, as an example, suffering the punishment of eternal fire. Yet in like manner these also in their dreaming defile the flesh, and set at nothing dominion, and blaspheme at dignities. But Michael the archmessenger, when contending with the devil he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him railing judgment, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." But these rail at whatever things they know not, and what they understand naturally, like the creatures outside reason, in these things they are destroyed. A curse unto them. For they went in the way of Cain, and ran riotously in the error of Balaam for hire, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. These are they who are the hidden rocks, that sink the ship in your love feasts, when they feast with you, shepherds that outside fear feed themselves, clouds outside water, carried along by winds, autumn leaves outside fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, wild waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars, for whom the blackness of darkness has been reserved forever. And to these also Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied, saying, "Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his holy ones, to execute judgment upon all, and to convict all the ungodly of all their works of ungodliness which they have ungodly wrought, and of all the hard things which ungodly sinners have spoken against him." These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaks great swelling words, showing respect of persons for the sake of advantage. But you, agape, beloved, remember you the words which have been spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, that they said to you, "In the last time there shall be mockers, walking after their own ungodly lusts." These are they who make separations, sensual, having not the Spirit. But you, agape, beloved, build up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the agape love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, unto eternal life. And on some have mercy on those who are in doubt, and some save them by snatching them out of the fire, and on some have mercy with fear, hitting even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to guard you from stumbling, and to set you before the presence of his glory outside blemish and exceeding joy, to the only God our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, before all time, and now, and forevermore. Amen.